Up next on American Restoration.
There it is, right there.
Oh, look at that. This is heavy duty.
Yeah, nobody could break into them. They dropped a nuclear bomb on one of these, and it was still there.
Wow.
So what is that?
That's an old Zelda Schreiner parade car.
Coming in hot. What is this? We don't need stuff that looks cool. We need stuff that makes us money. This thing looks cool. What is that?
This is an egg candler from 1950s.
Wow. When they manufacture stuff like this, they put them together to where that's it. They're not meant to be taken apart. Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Babe?
Hey.
Michelle's here. You talked to her on the phone about the cannonball safe.
I'm Dane.
Good to meet you. Michelle. A little while ago, Ron brought in a 1920s cannonball safe that he got from a pick.
This is a gnarly safe and really heavy.
And now I was able to find a potential customer that was looking for a safe. So I'm gonna see if she might be interested in this one as well as a custom restoration. You excited?
Yes.
Okay, come on.
We're here today because I talked to Rick in regards to a safe.
There it is, right there.
Whoa, look at that. I was looking for one that had unique characteristics and couldn't be moved easily.
Why are you guys thinking about a safe?
Well, we actually had a break into our house.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And the one thing that had sentimental value was his coin collection.
Wow. No, that meant a lot to you, didn't it?
Yeah.
His father's great-grandmother gave certain coins to him, and he's passed them on to him. So now those are gone.
And I can totally relate. I mean, nobody stole mine, but when I was a kid, I was collecting pennies. And under my closet, I had a secret compartment, and I put my coin collection down in there. I guarantee right now, to this day, it's still in there. So now you want to lock your stuff down to where nobody can take it? The guy that takes this safe out of your house, he's going to have to be a big boy.
This is heavy duty.
Yeah, this is a heavy duty safe. It's made by Mosler. And their big claim to fame was that nobody could break into them. Out here at the test site in Nevada, they dropped a nuclear bomb on one of these, and it was still there.
Wow.
So you can feel safe now when you get your coin collection going again. You can put it inside there.
Does it work?
This one's open.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's all concrete and steel. This is a solid piece of steel in here. This is a time lock. You can set those to different times, and that's the only time you can open it. You crank it here, okay, boom, it locked the door.
What kind of price are we looking at here?
Totally complete, ready to go to your place, is gonna be
$6,500.
Yeah.
You think your money's gonna be safe in here now, your coin collection?
Well, once he told me about the atomic bomb, that convinces me.
You got yourself a deal.
Awesome, thank you. Thank you, Dane. Your money's safe, okay? All right, well, let's go in the office. We'll take care of this.
I'm looking forward to coming back and getting the safe, seeing it restored so that we can get it home and we can put his new coin collection in. It's heavy. I'm still trying to figure out how we're gonna get it home.
There's a guy here in town that I've heard about. Apparently, he's got some wild stuff. I've been trying to see this guy for a while, and we finally got the green light, so Tyler and I are headed over there.
Oh my God. Who has that much time on our hands?
This guy, obviously.
I love going pigging with Ron, and I have no idea how he finds these crazy places.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I'm Marty.
Marty? I'm Ron.
I've lived here for 20 years. I've been collecting things for over 20 years and bringing things home.
Good Lord. Tyler.
What?
There's a lot of stuff here.
What is that?
This is an old coffee grinder. You would have this in the general store, and whatever you wanted to grind up, you just pour in here and then spin this. Comes out the bottom all ground for you.
And oh, yeah.
Is it supposed to make that noise?
No.
It's an awesome piece. It's very, very ornate. Got all the stars through here. Actually, I like it. This guy has a lot of junk, but I can see right away there's some gems here, too. We have done a ton of coffee grinders in the past, but nothing this big. This thing could be worth some big bucks.
You think this is something my dad would be into?
Your dad drinks gallons of coffee.
Is it something he'd be into restoring?
Yes, I think I've already got some guys looking for these. So everything out here is for sale?
For pretty much everything is for sale.
This?
For this, I would like to get $275.
All right. We're not here just to buy one thing. We'd like to get a couple of things.
I'd love to show you more.
All right.
I think you said.
You got that in your data bank?
Yeah.
Okay. Show us more stuff.
And have them take off all the electric motors and want them to test all those and make sure they work. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm Lois.
Lois, good to meet you.
I'm coming to Rick's restoration today with an egg handler to see if he can restore it. I grew up on an egg farm, and it's been in our family for about 50 years now.
This thing looks cool. What is that?
This is an egg handler from 1950s.
Wow.
There's also a scale to weigh the eggs and know whether they're small, medium, or large. And these are just a sanding block to clean any of the eggs if there's any dirt or poop on the eggs.
That's very cool.
My dad would clean the egg, he would candle each one of them, he'd put them into the egg cartons, and then sell the eggs.
So candling basically is to see if there's something in the egg, right? I mean, blood or something like that?
Yes, if there's any blood spots in the egg.
And if the blood spots there, it meant that they were fertile?
Yes, so we don't want to eat those.
This egg candler is a really awesome piece of Americana. This goes back to the days when everything in farming was done by hand, and there weren't any high-tech machines like there are today.
There should be a bulb in there.
There is a bulb in there,
but
how the heck do you get it in there?
I don't know.
When they manufacture stuff like this, they put them together to where they're together. That's it.
They're not meant to be taken apart.
They're not meant to be taken apart.
Yes.
That's about the biggest challenge I see. But it's very cool. I've never seen one. I'm not a farmer. I'm a surfer. So
how much do you think it'll cost?
With all the electrical, reproducing these decals with the paint, I'm looking at probably $500.
It will be nice to bring back the memories, so I'll go ahead and do it and get it restored.
All right, awesome. All right, well, I appreciate you bringing it.
Thank you.
Let's go in the office and take care of some paperwork.
I'll be very excited to see the egg candler when it's done and be able to get to use it again and show everyone.
What is that? Can I drive that?
That is drivable, dude. Yes.
Yes, I want to drive it.
You better be careful, dude. I don't think we got clown car insurance.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Brian.
The Cannonball Safe is a big project. We can handle the exterior work in-house, but I called in Brian, our lock specialist, to help us out.
This thing's a beast, man.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
I'm very, very excited to do it. It's something that we don't see very often. One thing we don't want to do is take that door off. This door probably weighs 500 pounds. As small as they are, they're extremely heavy. This thing is probably close to 5,000 pounds. They're almost impossible to get into if they're locked up. Fortunately, this one's open. We need to come up with a combination for the thing, so the first thing I got to do is get to the lock itself.
Okay, let's see if we can get this thing open.
All right. There we go. You got it.
Yeah.
You just picked it with that little thing?
All you're doing is just moving this little lever here. This is the easy part.
Look at how beautiful that is.
Yeah, isn't that nice? This is a time lock. When the clocks are wound, even with the combination, you can't unlock it until these clocks run down. You want it locked up for 24 hours. You set all three clocks to the same thing. You move them over here to 24. There's a little index up here. And then when you close the door, this trigger locks that bolt so that bolt won't come back in. Let's see if the clocks actually work. Yep, that one's already turning.
Wow.
Sure enough, all three clocks work. I think the whole clock mechanism should come out like this. Oh, yeah. All your wheels are moving, your springs look all good. Let's set this out of the way so nothing happens to it. Don't drop it.
Got it.
All right, we need to take this thing out.
Okay.
Okay, let's take this off. Our lock should be right here. Okay. No lock.
The combination mechanism wasn't where we thought it was in the back. So now we're gonna try to access the front to see if it's there. If it's not in there, I'm hoping Brian has something up his sleeve because I have no clue where it is.
Ah, yay! We got it.
Wow.
Under here, you're gonna see the wheels?
Right.
Could probably tell you what the combination was. There's your wheels.
Oh, yep.
You're numbered from 0 up to 99.
Right.
When you dial the combination, all these notches here line up with this piece.
Right.
And when you turn the dial, this should fall in.
And
that,
allow it to open.
And that pulls the bolt back.
Right.
right here, that little mark right there, is lining up with a number.
Right.
This number here is 50. That's your first number, is 50.
50. And this one is
50. They set one number on everything. They
50, did it all 50,
50, 50, 50. So basically, you're sitting on 50, 50, and 50. So you got one number. When we get done with this thing, we'll set a different combination in it. But this ring is loose. We have to
tighten all that up.
Tighten that out.
This is bent. So we'll straighten this out.
So I'll take this step back with me. I'll get to work on them. I'll clean them up as best I can. We'll get them all working. But this lock is going to take some work.
Right.
What is that? Can I drive that?
That is drivable, yes.
Ron and I are checking out a local collector stash. So far, we found a cool coffee grinder that we may be able to restore for a profit, and the search continues. Yes, I want to drive it.
That's an old Zelza Schreiner parade car. Uh-huh. It's from the early 70s. It has the original Briggs & Stratton engine on it. It's got forward and reverse. To have reverse in these is really unique.
I'll bet you can't even fit in there.
I bet you I could. Oh, yeah.
Your jeans too tight?
Yeah, rip them. A little tight in the pants.
That goes on you.
Word.
The best thing about this is turning radiuses, they're pretty awesome. Because they do this in parades. So they turn, they zip around. These are pretty flipping cool. Now, sellability, whether we can restore it and...
We don't need to sell it, because I'm keeping it for myself. With the horn. I'm totally digging this parade car. I don't know if there's any kind of market for this thing, but I can definitely see Brettley and I cruising around the shop in this thing.
So, what do you have on this?
I would need to get $400 on this.
I would probably be more in the 175 range, wow. To tell you the truth.
Yeah, I would have to do a little better than that.
All right, so we're gonna look around some more? Have more to show us?
Yeah, obviously. Lots more to show you.
Right on.
Absolutely. I'm keeping the hat.
All right, yeah, you are not keeping that hat.
Back here, guys, I got something that I know you're gonna love. It's a tool sharpening instrument.
Uh-huh.
You sit on it and pedal it, and the stone turns around, and you sharpen your tools.
1800s, probably?
Early 1800s, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see you like that.
Pedal, man, pedal!
Sharpening the wrong side.
Yeah,
you are.
I want to double-sided. Didn't work for.
There's a crack in the stone. How much?
$250.
I don't really know what it's worth.
Maybe we can put a package thing together. This and some other
stuff.
Look at you, Mr.
Look at me going.
Look at you.
All right.
Package deals are always a win-win. We can get more stuff for a better price, and the seller can get rid of more junk and make more money. It's just about finding that sweet spot that we can both be happy with.
So you ready to make some deals?
Yeah, let's talk. We like the coffee grinder. We love the car. And the tool sharpener.
Sure.
Your price is $825 on all of them. We would love to get all of them for $5, to tell you the truth.
$5 is a little low. $625.
Okay.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep,
$625.
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty.
Thank you, Marty. Ron and Tyler tried to get me down a little bit lower than I wanted to go, but I think we're both walking away happy. I have some money in my pocket. They have some great items to restore.
Coming in hot. Oh,
we're restoring an egg candler for a customer. Brettley's gonna bead blast all the rust and old paint off. Robert is rebuilding the base out of wood, and Dave is rewelding the broken pieces on the scale back together.
You guys are back?
Oh yeah.
All right. Do you have anything good?
Let me see.
Ready?
This thing is really cool. It's a Star Mill. It's a good brand, very popular.
So do you like it?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great find. What else you got?
It's a little car.
What is this? Is this a...
It's a Shriner's car.
Is it really a Shriner's car?
Yeah, it's
what it looks like it. Wow, it's got a little Briggs & Stratton motor in it.
A Briggs & Stratton motor.
What this thing is actually a replica of a Model T, and they would run them in parades and stuff like that. They're very cool. Tell me about this thing.
Oh, what's the toe?
You should be wearing your shoes.
Keen Cutter. Man, this thing is rickety. I mean, this thing's like wasted. This has got a huge crack in it.
Is that bad?
Bad? It won't ever work. This is sandstone. I mean, sure, we can restore the outside and everything, but we cannot restore the rock. Who's gonna buy it with a big crack with some kind of, you know, epoxy in it, you know? Quite honestly, this thing is yard art. I mean, those two, I think you did great on. I think we probably can get buyers for that. This thing here, it's cool, but we don't need stuff that looks cool. We need stuff that makes us money, that we know that we can make a profit on. Otherwise, I mean, you guys did really good.
That's pretty good.
We're in the final stages of the Egg Candler project. The body was originally a dark green color, which I want to keep, but we're going to paint the bottom of it a bright yellow so this thing really pops. As soon as the paint dries, Ted's going to put on all the new graphics that he recreated, and Kyle is going to start reassembling this thing. This thing is going to look awesome, and I really hope it brings back very fond memories of her and her family's farm. Hey, good to see you.
Good to see you again.
What's going on?
I'm excited to see about my egg candler, what yeah, you've okay. done to it.
I want you to stand over here.
All right.
I'll move the forklift.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah.
What do you think?
That doesn't even look like the egg handler I brought in. I didn't expect it to look that shiny and that spectacular as it did. It just looks wonderful with the two colors. Rick, it really looks amazing. What is it that you did to it?
We did a little everything, you know. We took this piece out, pounded all the dents out, sanded it all off, and put a really good paint job in it.
Wow.
This thing all came apart. Our artist, Ted, went and did all this decal. He matched the wow. exact same one that you had.
Rick, everything just looks amazing, but my question is does it really work? Because, you know, I'm wanting to use it.
That's right. Well, I guess we can give her a shot. I can okay. show you and see if it works.
All right.
I never stuck anything on there yet. Why don't you come with me?
Okay.
Come on over here. Okay, let's get this ready. Okay. I'm going to shut this. I want this totally dark. All right. Here we go. Don't let me trip on you. 3, 2, 1.
Yes, it works. Very cool.
That's a good egg.
That's a good egg. After we got in there and Rick turned on the egg candler, I was really excited to see that it does work because I am planning to use it. Rick, everything looks wonderful.
You love it?
I love it. I'm really happy with it.
Perfect. Let's go in and we'll take care of the rest of the paperwork.
Okay.
We got to see if we can get this dial mounted. That's good.
Awesome. That thing is just an absolute.
That's a work of art.
We've been working on a cannonball safe for a while now. This thing is beautiful, and we just got this super complicated lock all figured out. I can't wait to see the customer's reaction on this thing. Hey!
Hey.
Dane, how you been?
Good.
Good. Michelle?
We came down to Rick's Restorations today to pick up our cannonball safe that we purchased, that we had him restore.
So you guys excited?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
I can't wait for you to see it.
All okay. right.
Come on, it's over here.
Let's go see it, kiddo. When we first saw it, it was really dinged up, banged up. So I'm excited to see how it came out.
You remember how ugly it was?
Yeah.
Remember how it used to look? It had a lot of dings and nicks. You know, it was sort of, you know, it wasn't attractive. I can't wait to show you this. It's super cool looking.
Let's see it.
You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Whoa! Look at that, kiddo.
Holy cow.
It's cool. When Rick pulled off the cover, that color just popped so well. It was just like, wow. So, Rick, how did you get it to look so good?
Well, we ended up hand sanding the whole thing to give it that really, really smooth finish. I mean, it's like glass.
Yes.
Can we open it?
Well, you know the combination yet?
No.
Oh. Yeah, we can open it. I'll open it for you.
Will we hear a click? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Whoa, that's sweet.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Looks good in there, huh?
Well, it's working.
Wow.
See the little timers in there, all the 3 clocks? You wind the clocks. Yeah, what you do is you can set them for different times of the day, whenever you want to get into it. But that's the only time you can get into it.
Wow. We purchased the safe because we had a break-in in our house, and one of the things that got stolen was Dane's coin collection. And so we wanted something to keep all our valuables in.
Check it out. I've been keeping one of my prized possessions in here till you got here. This is my book, my collection of pennies when I was your age.
Wow.
Check it out.
Whoa, look at that.
So it took me years to get these pennies. Is that cool?
That's cool.
You see these three pennies there?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are steel pennies. You know why they're steel? World War II, they needed all the copper to go overseas and build bombs and build all kinds of stuff. So they made them all out of steel, and that's in America, you could only get a steel penny that year. It was the only year. So it's really, really collectible. So here, this is what I want to do, is I want to give you one of mine to get you started in your collection. I want you to start again. I don't want you giving up, okay?
Wow. Thanks.
You all right with that? All right, but it'll be safe now, right?
Yeah.
Got a good place to put it?
I think it was pretty cool that Rick gave one of his pennies to Dane so that Dane could actually start his own collection again. And we feel confident that pretty much everything's gonna be safe in there.
Thank you, buddy. Let's go in the office, we'll take care of the rest of the paperwork, and then we'll figure out how we're gonna load that thing.
All right, Ron, if we can't find a buyer for this thing, I wanna ride it. That's all I've wanted to do since I saw it.
I'm good with that. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, crap. All right. Push me.
Let's go.
Here we go, wide. Coming in fierce.
You are the crappiest driver that I've ever seen.
Brubbin's racing.
If you'd have honked, the thing would have moved.
Woo!